From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry heads to Moscow next week. He will go there to talk with Russian President Vladimir Putin about Russia's troop withdrawal from Syria and the prospects for peace in that country. The first Russian military personnel returned from Syria. Enthusiastic crowds greeted them on landing in Russia. British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond told Parliament not to get too excited about the Russian withdrawal.
If, and it's still a big if, they do decide 5 months later that they've done enough, let's not give them too much praise. It's a bit like, did he stop beating his wife?
Meanwhile, Syrian peace talks continued for a second day Tuesday in Geneva. Human rights investigators are urging mediators at UN-mediated peace talks to ensure that justice for war victims is part of a settlement. Lisa Schlein reports.
Commission Chairman Paolo Pinheiro says the ever-escalating violence has killed more than 250,000 people and forced more than 5 million to flee to other countries in fear of their lives.
The survivors of this brutal war are the maimed, displaced women and girls who endure sexual violence. No corner of the country has been left unscathed.
Pinheiro says he is heartened by the cessation of hostilities agreement, which has brought down the level of fighting in the country and made the resumption of peace talks possible. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
South Sudan is cutting the number of staff at its embassies around the world because of economic troubles stemming from that country's two-year civil war. The foreign minister denied reports that South Sudan will close 10 diplomatic missions. He acknowledged his government has delayed paying rents on some of its embassies. This is VOA News.